Okay, welcome to our earlier morning edition of Ramam Yomi. It's obviously a very busy day today, so I thought easier for everyone if we started a little earlier. We're in the middle of Perek Yud Ches, and that's going to be our goal today, is to complete this Perek. And as we were discussing last time, Perek Yud Ches in the Surei Bia is focused on the issues of Kohanim and who they can marry and who they cannot marry. And specifically, here we've been talking about cases of Zona. And as recall, the Rambam emphasizes over and over again that by the case of a Zona, so it's not necessarily a direct byproduct of her having an inappropriate relationship that she becomes Asur to a Kohen. Rather, there are modifications throughout. And the Rambam is going to continue with this theme throughout the parak. So he says in Halach Yud, he says, Kohen Shekidesh Gedola Katana. Let's say a Kohen marries, okay, but again, here it means he only did Erison, right? A woman, let's say, either she's underage or over the age of Bat Mitzvah. Bacharzman Baalea, right? And let's say afterwards he has sexual relations with her. And then Bitan, Shemotsa Drusas Ish, right? He says afterwards that after having sexual relations with her for the first time, he makes the claim that she had already had sexual relations with somebody else. Nasrallah Misafek. And now this woman is prohibited to him at a suffek, Shemakodim Kedushin Nibala, or Acha Kedushin, because we don't know if this result of her being Drusas Ish was before they got Erison or afterwards. Aval Yisrael, but as we know, okay, by a non-Kohen, Shaitan Tainazu, which we've seen already, okay? So let's say Yisrael makes this claim after having sexual relations for the first time with her, Lo Ne'asra Allah, she's not usher to him. Sheish Kan Shnei Svekos, because now there are two doubts. Number one, Shema Kodem Kiddushin, Veshema Achar Kiddushin, okay? Because we don't know, did it take place before they got the Erison or afterwards? Dafila Ne'amar Lachar Kiddushin, here comes a second suffix. Even if you want to say the incident took place after Erison, Shema Ba'ones, Shema brought some, maybe she was raped, or maybe she engaged in it willingly. Shanusa Mutaros Yisrael, Kamoshivarnu, because we know if she was raped, she would still be permitted to remain married to her non-Kohen husband. So therefore, let's say she's a katana and her father marries her off to a Jew, and she's less than 3 years old, Betan Shemotza Drusas Ish, and he makes the claim that she already had sexual relations previously. Nasra love, right? She's usher to him. Mi suffik, this suffik would apply. She ain't kind of suffik echad, because we only have one suffik here. Shema ba'one, shema rotza. We don't have the first suffik. The second suffik is whether she was raped or not. The suffik el shel is a shel Torah l'chumra. As we all know, a suffik daraisa, right? A suffik that's involving a Torah related halakha. When we have a question of whether it is or not, we always are stringent. Okay, lachid beis. Kol isha, now we're going to apply the sota issue here. Kol isha shekina la baila. Let's say you have a situation where a woman's husband, let's say Reuven, warns his wife not to isolate in a room privately with Shimon. Benistra, and she does so. Okay, velo shasas mesota, but she hasn't drank the mesota. Asur la kohen, she is forbidden to a kohen. Meishi he suffek zona, because since she didn't drink and we don't know what the outcome is going to be, she's a suffek zona. Whether or not she's the one who's not willing to drink or he doesn't want her to drink, and whether or not there's a testimony there to her refusing to drink, whether Bezin, if you recall, Bezin was the one who issued the warning, or let's say she happens to be one of those women who can't engage in Mesota, and therefore she didn't drink. In all these cases, she would still be usher to a Kohen at a suffix. Okay, Lach Yud Gimel. Now, what about an unmarried woman? Pinuya Shira'uha Shindivala Le'echad Halach Lo. Let's say we saw, so to speak, an unmarried woman engage in sexual relations with someone else, okay? And then he left. V'amrullah, right? And she's asked as follows. Miyuse Shaba Lecha. They ask her, who is this guy who had sexual relations with you? V'amra Adam Kasher. And she says, he was a kosher person. Arezu nemenis. She's trusted. Below, not only that, elafilu ra'uam uberis. Let's say they saw her pregnant. Ramrullah, and they asked her, Mimini Zabart, who got you pregnant? Ramram Adam Kasher. And she says, I'm a kosher Jew. Arezu nemenis. She's also trusted. And therefore, she's not a zona. Betiamataras a Kohen. And she'd be permitted to marry a Kohen. Allah Yadal. And of course, what's the qualification? Shevamed Varamorem. Beshiyah Hamakum Shanivalabo. Okay, and this is an interesting one. So when we say they saw her have sexual relations with this guy, it's got to be in a public location. For instance, it was in a carriage as it was going through the fields. Vayiroba Ovram Sham Cherim. And not only that, most of the passerbys are Jews. Rova Yersha Parsho Eloha Ovram Menok Cherim. And not only that, most of the inhabitants of the city where the people were coming from to see also, are Jewish. Shechachamim Asu Maile B'Yuchsin. Because the Chachamim, we saw this before, when it comes to Yichus, when it comes to establishing the purity of our genealogy, they basically put in place Shnei Ruvos, okay? They want two majorities to exist. As you see here, Rov Ovram Sham Kshirim, and Rov Ir Shapar Shaliyah Ovram Menakosh Kshirim. But then it says, Aval Ima Yerov Ovram Poslim Osa. Let's say most of the passerbys are people who would possible a situation, Kagon Akum, like non-Jews, or Mamzerim, Uchiyot Zvam. Afa Pish Rov Makom Shaboi Menakshirim, even if most of the people in the city are Jewish, Oshay Rov Anshe Makom Psulin, or let's say most of the people in the city are, let's say, non-Jews, Afish Rova Obersham Cherim, but most people passing by are Jewish, doesn't matter. Choshen La, we're concerned. Shema Lemisha Posel Osa Nivola, because we'll say maybe it's possible that the person who's going to go ahead and, posel her, is the one who has sexual relations with her. Veloti Nase LeKohen, therefore LeChachila. She can't marry a Kohen ideally. However, Vin Nisus Lotese, right? Let's use the Machlokas and the Gersa there. Ultimately, most people hold the Rambam holds that really she would have to get divorced if she married a Kohen. Alacha Tesvav. Now, Ra'ua Shenivala Ba'ir. Let's say we see that she had sexual relations in the city, Onisavra Ba'ir, or she became pregnant in the city. Afil Lohaya Shochin Sham El Akum Echad. Even if only one non-Jew lives in the city, or one Chal Echad, the Eved, Uchiyot Zibahem, Arei Zu Lo Sinasa Chachil HaKohen. She also should not marry a Kohen. Shekolo Kove Akavua Kimechsa Mechsahi. There's also a general halachic principle we've seen before, which is that when it comes to taking everything into account, where everything is equally balanced as far as concerns are concerned, as far as we have concerns, we say, lo si nasa l'chafila. Then nasas, but she did get married, lo seitze, she didn't get divorced, hol b'hilmeres l'kasha nivalati. Because she could always say, I had sexual relations with a kasha man. That's always her out. Halachat ezayin. Now, haisa ilemes ocharesheth. Let's say she is someone not of a sound mind, or she's a deaf mute, Osh Amra in Yodas Mishinivati, or she says, listen, I have no idea who I had sexual relations with. Oh, Shahisa Katana, let's say she was under the age of 12. Shina Makaris bin Kashal Apostle. She can't tell the difference between a Jew and a non-Jew. I raise you Suffolk Zona. Then she would be considered Suffolk Zona. Then Nasa Sakoan Tate said, if she marries a Kohen, she has to get divorced. Ella in Kane Hayu Shne Haruvin, Hamitsuin at Saksharim. Unless, as we saw before in a couple of us back, that both majorities, both roves, are applicable. Both roves have kosher people in them, and therefore we could apply that standard as we saw before. Okay, we're going to switch over now to cases of shvuyin. Okay, shvuyin is obviously an unfortunate situation where a woman's captured by usually non-Jews. Okay, and as you'll see, there's a certain chazaka that the non-Jews had sexual relations with her. And now we're going to have to understand the impact it has on a kohen marrying her or not. So lucky Zion, a shvuya sheniftes, okay? Let's say a woman's taken prisoner, or and she's three or above, asur lekohen. So this is the baseline. She's asher to kohen, may she's suffix zona sheminibal akum. She's a suffix zona because maybe a non-Jew has sexual relations with her. Vim yeshla aid. Let's say she has a witness, shaloni sachid akumimah, right? That the entire time when she was in prison, the non-Jew never was alone with her. In her cell, let's say, Harizuk Shir Lakuna, then she'd be mutter to marry a Kohen. Dafila Evid or Shivcha Karov, Nemal Eidazet, and the standard of Eidus is much lower, even a maidservant or a relative would be believed for such testimony. Now, Ushte Shvuyos, right? Let's say two women are taken prisoner. Shida Kol Achas Men Chaverta, let's say each one testifies about the other, that let's say there is no Yichud, Harayel Nemanus, they're believed. Hov Isher Kolos Fekos Kulma Divri Sofrim, because all the prohibitions here are derabanan, meaning all the, and therefore the doubts are derabanan, therefore safek derabanan lahakel, lefika hekila bishvuya. That's why we're lenient when it comes to cases of the woman being captured by safek. Halacha yudchas v'chein katan shan mesiach v'bituma neman. Let's say a katan, a man is who's, let's say, 10 years old, is talking nonchalantly in conversation about the fact that this woman was captured but was never in yichud with a non-Jew, he's believed. Not only that, okay, there was a story where a child and his mother were captured. Ubana and the son said, so to speak, in passing, Valmari said, Nashvinu Levain Akum, Anibi Imi, right? He says, listen, my mother and I were imprisoned by the non-Jews. Aniva when I went out to go ahead and get water, but Daitel Imi, right? I was always thinking about my mother. Loko Eitzim, when it came to what it called chop wood, but Daitel Imi, and I was thinking about my mother. The Kohen allowed her to get married to a Kohen based on the testimony of this Kata. Okay, Lachi Yates. However, in a Baal Neman Lahayb Ishto Shvoya Shlo Nitma. But a husband, his testimony is not accepted when it comes to the status of the woman who was captured, whether she had yichud or not. Shein Alda Meid Latzmo, because a man cannot, so to speak, testify for himself. And so too his shifcha can't testify for her. Aval shifcha's baila midala, but the shifcha of her husband could. And if the shifcha happens to, again, in conversation, mention that she was captured but was never alone with the non-Jew, she would be believed. Let's say a Kohen comes along and he says that this woman who was captured, she's Tahor. Okay? Right? We don't trust him to marry her. Right? Why? Because maybe he's attracted to her and that's why he's saying this. Let's say she's redeemed. And then the testimony takes place. Then Areza Yisena. Then he can marry her. She lo yada shitara, because if he didn't know she was Tahor, lo nasan ba ma'osa. He would never have paid for her freedom. So again, the Kohen, if the Kohen is the one who gets her out of jail, we trust him if he says she was Tahor, because we assume he's a law-abiding Kohen, and he would never try and release her if he knew he couldn't marry her. Okay, let's say a woman says, she gives her own testimony, I was captured, and I never, had sexual relations with a Gentile. Nemenis, why she believed? Shepesh also, who Apesh had hit there. Another principle we've seen over and over again, that literally the mouth that creates prohibition is the same one that creates leniency, or had to. Even if one witness is there that says she was actually captured. However, let's say there are two witnesses who come and say she was captured, in an Nemenis, she's not believed in her testimony that she's Tahor, until someone comes along and buttresses her claim by saying that she was Tahor. Let's say two witnesses said she was captured, and one witness says she became Tameh, she had relations, let's say, with a Gentile, but one challenges that testimony, and says that she was Tahor. In this conflicting testimony about whether she's Tahor or not, we lean on the side that she's Tahor, and therefore she will be mutter to marry a Kohen. Now, Misha Amra, Nishbesi Taharani. Let's say she says again, I was captured, but I remain Tahor. The Tirua Bezdin, right? And the Bezdin comes along and says she can marry Lina, say a Kohen. But then afterwards, Boosh Te Edim Shinisbez. And then two witnesses come along after she gets married to the Kohen and say she was captured. She stays in her status of being Heter, okay? Because she had that original testimony about herself when she's already married. Vafilu Nichnas Acharea. Right, Shavai, right? Let's say even afterwards, what they call people come in afterwards and say that she was captured, and they say, listen, she was captured, let's say her captor, okay, comes in and says, she was captured in front of me, right? Harezu Lotete, she mehetera, she still doesn't have to get divorced, she still retains her status of being heter, shehiti ruah. Okay, and therefore, because her captor has access to her, we protect her until she's ultimately redeemed. But the point is, she retained her status of being mutter. Now, let's say two witnesses come along and say as follows, okay, that at right, that she was tameh, even if she was already married to the Kohen, okay, and she already had kids, then she has to get divorced. But one witness can't force this outcome. Amra, let's say she says, Nishbeti Taharani. She says, I was captured, but I'm Tahar. Uveyeshli Edim, Shani Tahara. And I have witnesses who will back me up on this claim, right? Shani Tahara. Enomrin Namtin, Achevo Edim. We don't say, you know what? We'll wait till those Edim come to back up your claim. Ella Matirino Samyad. Rather, she's Mutter immediately. Below Od. Not only that, Ella Filu Yatzalea call. Right, even if a rumor goes out, sheish aleha edates mutuma, that there are witnesses who might come along and say that she was tameh, matirin osa, she's the mutter, achevo right? Until the witnesses come. Why? Because when it comes to being captured, as we saw before, the chachamim are legal. Let's say a father comes along and says, I married off my katana daughter, and then she also got divorced. Okay, and she's still a katana. We believe him. Let's say he says, she was married and divorced when she was katana. Very gadola, but now she's a gadola. We don't trust him when it comes to ascertain her status of being divorced or not. Now, let's say the father says, let's say he says she was taken prisoner and I redeemed her. It doesn't matter if she's older or not. We don't believe him. Shaloha amina osa Torah, right? Because the Torah doesn't trust the father. El asra mishum ishas, only to create iser. Shenemar sbt nasati lishazim. Avalola posla mishum znus. But we don't allow him to disqualify her, so to speak, to be a zona. Now, Ashes Kohen, let's say the wife of a Kohen, that now is prohibited to him because she was captured. Hova Dabar Safek, okay? If since this Isra exists at a Safek, Hare Zum Muteres, Lador Imor Bechatzer, Echad, doesn't sound like a great situation, but she doesn't have to get divorced. Rather, she can remain married to him as she can live in the same Chatzer. But basically, she has to, him and her have to be under 24-hour surveillance to make sure that there's no yichud, but they don't have to go ahead and get divorced. Okay. On the last few halachas, we'll also deal with expanding the idea of being captured to cases of siege and war. So let's say a city is surrounded by the enemy and under siege, the nichbasha, and let's say it gets conquered. Okay, let's say what they did was is that the siege was so tight that they ensured the entire city was surrounded and not a single woman could escape. Right? Oh, and if they would see a woman escaping, what would happen? They put her underneath there, they capture her basically. Right. Unfortunately, all the women in that city are now considered Safek Zona, and they're puzzled to a Kohen, Kishvuyos, as if they were captured, Shema Nivol Lakum, because if they would be, they'd be the non-Jew would have sexual relations with them. Elamisha Haisa Mibashol Shalamata Kamosh Brano. It would exclude, though, any girls under the age of 3. Allah of Zion, Vimhaya Efshar Shetimolad Isha Achas. Let's say one woman could have escaped. The siege wasn't that tight. Below Yoduba, right? And without them knowing. But let's say also in the city there was like a hiding place. Achas afilu ena machzek esal isha achas. Even if that hiding place could only hold one woman, harezu matzalas al kol. Because of that, she essentially saves all the women in that city from acquiring the status of being safek zona. So how does this happen? Ketzad matzalas shakol isha shamar tarani nemenes. Right? Because as we know, if a woman says that I'm tahor, she's believed. Right. So, because what could she have said? She could have said, "Listen, I tried to escape and I was captured, right? Or I wasn't captured, or I hid, right? And I was safe." And she'd be believed to say that I wasn't captured, or I didn't hide, or I wasn't tumble. So, since there is some status of nemanas that always exists by every woman. If one woman is able to hide, she has that effect of the effect on everyone else of preventing the status of Safek Zona from emerging. Halacha Chav Tes. Now, b'med v'amurim, when does Halacha Chav Ches apply? B'gedud shel osam machus, shehem is yashvim ba'ir. Okay? It's only when basically the set of troops that comes from that country who come into the city to take it over, right? Of ain yirin, right? And the city's not afraid. No one's afraid. Right? Therefore, we fear, okay? There's meaning the people coming in have no fear, okay? They are ruthless. So we assume that they ended up having sex, raping all the women. Okay, but let's say there was a group, from some other city, right? Should Pashat Vishatov Abar, okay? But let's say they came in, okay? They took what they wanted to take and they left the city. They didn't settle in the city. It's interesting. The women are not prohibited. because the army went through so quickly, they didn't have time to really have sexual relations with the women. Shane Oskin Bishlal Uborchalam, because you're dealing with gathering all the loot and then running. Vim Shavu Nashim, okay, but let's say they did take women, Vinasu Birshusan, right? Afish Rodfahim Israel, even if Jews pursued them in battle, Vitzilo Osam Yadam, and were able to save them, once they go underneath the domain of the non-Jews, Hare and Asuras, they're considered Safik Zona. And finally, Lachalamin, Aisha Shenichba Shabi Akum, Ali Mamon. Okay, let's say a woman is put into jail because of, let's say she's put into debtor's prison, right? Then she would still be mutter to marry Cohen. Ali de Nefashos, but let's say she was taken to jail by the non-Jews because she committed a crime that she's going to get killed for. Asura, the Kohuna. All right? Lefikachim Haya Baila Kohen, Nesrala. Therefore, if her husband's a Kohen, she's now Asur to him. Bamedvar Amor, and when does this apply? Bizman Shiyad Yisrael Tkifa Ala Akum. Right? This only works when Jews have sovereignty and power over the non-Jews. Behem Yirim Mehem, and they're afraid of us. Aval Bizman Shiyad Akum Tkifa, but let's say the non-Jews are in charge. Afila Adi Mamun, even if she gets put into debtor's prison, Kemish and Nasis Bershusa Akum, once she goes into the domain of the Akum, Nasra, she's Asr, Ella Im Kain Hey La Echad Kishua Kmajmanu. Unless all the halachas he said before would apply, where someone could testify about her status while she was captured. Okay, we'll stop here. Have a good Shabbos and Chag Sameach, and we'll pick this up on Monday.